Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's 1st Congressional District sent a letter Friday to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen demanding answers about the fatal shooting of her constituent, Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero, by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Biddeford on July 13th. Congresswoman Pingree's letter to DHS Secretary Mullen includes a list of questions that were not answered in a previous phone call and a deadline for his response. It opens with, "Dear Secretary Mullen, I write with profound outrage regarding the fatal shooting of my constituent." And then skipping ahead to the questions, quote, "Congress has the responsibility and authority to determine whether ICE has created an enforcement culture that unnecessarily escalates encounters and places civilians at greater risk. Therefore, I need answers to the following questions. Was the July 13th operation in Biddeford a targeted enforcement operation? What planning and operational risk assessment occurred before the operation? You told me officers involved in the operation were not equipped with or actively wearing any body cameras. Recent reporting indicates that there were officers at the scene equipped with devices capable of audio and visual recording. If that's the case, what entities have access to the footage and when will it be made available to the public? Why were visual recording capabilities not utilized? Given that Congress had provided specific appropriations to acquire body cameras, what is the justification for a delay in deployment? Are there any additional recordings captured by DHS-owned devices, including dashboard cameras or cell phone recordings? Were all the officers conducting the operation local to the community, or were some of them brought in from outside of Maine? If the officers were from out of state, why was it necessary for them to carry out this operation? Will the officers themselves be subject to an investigation? What is the status of the officers involved in the incident? How long had the officers been conducting enforcement activity and what training had they received? If they are on leave, how long is the leave period? There have been credible and alarming reports about the officer who allegedly discharged the weapon that resulted in Mr. Guerrero's death, including a history of, quote, terrifying and violent, end quote, behavior. Further, DHS reported that ICE hired 12,000 new officers and agents in less than a year. How do you ensure the quality and experience of these new hires? What information is reported from the background checks you require before hiring? What information would disqualify an applicant from being hired? What is the average time between an individual submitting an application and a final job offer being extended? What training does DHS currently require for officers engaged with occupied or moving vehicles? How frequently is the training conducted? Are officers instructed to de-escalate rather than result in deadly force? How did the officers use that training to de-escalate this situation to avoid the use of deadly force? Has this training been modified following the death of Renee Good or any other fatal officer-involved shooting? Has DHS initiated an administrative review of the operation? If not, when will such a review begin? What office is/will be conducting the review? The people of Maine deserve better than vague assurances after another fatal encounter involving immigration officers. We are a nation of immigrants. They are our family, friends, and our neighbors. Our community is grieving and angry, as is our state. If that's not enough for the department, immigrants are vital to Maine's workplace. Without them, our economy would crumble. To this end, I expect full cooperation between your department and Maine State Police and Biddeford Police Department in any independent investigation that they pursue, including full access to evidence and witnesses. This needless death raises the question of whether DHS has learned anything from prior tragedies or whether DHS has the decency to care. If DHS continues to ignore systemic failures and dismiss each fatal shooting as an isolated incident, then the loss of trust in this institution is well and truly deserved, and we need to consider how to fundamentally change our approach to immigration enforcement. I expect a complete written response to these questions no later than July 24, 2026. Given the gravity of this incident, I also request that DHS promptly brief my office on the status of its internal review and any immediate policy changes under consideration." End quote. We will follow up with any news. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.